A gun battle in the disputed Kashmir region has left 7 people dead. Reports say the clashes erupted between Kashmiri fighters and Indian forces. They say 3 army soldiers and 2 policemen were killed on the Indian side. Police say 2 fighters were also shot dead when trying to attack an army camp in the Uri region. Tensions are running high in Kashmir ahead of a visit by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the disputed region. Our correspondent Shahanaba joins us now from Kashmir to tell us more about what took place in the disputed region prior to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the region.
Yeah, actually, it's a very difficult time in Kashmir when elections are going, and it is a highly politicized and political zone at the moment. A lot of political activities going around, and this attack early in the morning, according to police sources, 3:30 according to Indian time, 6 Fedayeen militants, means suicide attackers, entered a garrison, military garrison in Uri sector of Baramulla region in Indian-controlled Kashmir. And it is believed the 2 of them died on spot on the gate while entering the camp. And two of them have been holding up inside the camp, and one of them is dead, and one of them is hiding inside an ammunition depot, which is considered to be highly highly dangerous for the entire camp and entire garrison. I can also say that the three Indian security personnel and 2 local policemen have also been shot dead in the attack. Whilst police sources said before some time that the gunfight had stopped, but immediately once it was announced, the gunfight started again. It is believed that a couple of militants are still there inside the camp, and it seems to be turning up a kind of a dangerous attack at a time when Indian Kashmir is going through elections, and this particular district will be conducting its election on in coming days. So it's a kind of a situation where Indian government says that people of Kashmir have started to have trust on the Indian democracy. And on the other side, we're seeing militant attacks claiming once again that Kashmir continues to be a dispute and will continue to be a dispute as long as the 2 countries, India and Pakistan, do not resolve this issue. So far, no militant group has claimed the attack, but it is believed that these militants have sneaked into Indian region through Pakistan, according to the Indian intelligence. Also, I can say a similar kind of an attack happened last week in November, last month, killing 9 people, 3 civilians, 3 security officials, and 3 militants. So these gun battles are a kind of a reiteration that Kashmir continues to be a dispute. And at a time when the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is planning to visit Kashmir, actually his planned visit has come at a time when he is trying to actually popularize Bharatiya Janata Party, a Hindu nationalist political party, which is ruling India at the moment. He's trying to popularize that in Kashmir and is promising people development and so much and so forth. But many believe that the coming of BJP to Kashmir will actually communalize the region, which they believe is not good for the people of Kashmir, which they say is a dispute. So it's a kind of a situation where people of Kashmir on one side want a better governance, better developed life, and on the other side, okay, they want the political resolution of Kashmir issue. Back
to you. Thank you very much, Shahanaba, our correspondent joining us from Kashmir.